Hi, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, and this is episode 66 of the 5-Minute Geek Show, a twice-weekly show about development and everything around it. It's one topic per episode about front-end, back-end, mobile, project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. Today, before we talk about what we're talking about, I'm going to tell you, I miss the days when I did a video version of this, and I don't miss them enough to go back because it was too much work, but I have this Detroit sweater on, which shows two things. One, it has finally gotten cold in Florida, which is fun because that means that it's time for my yearly call to the repair person, HVAC repair person, because our heat doesn't work every single autumn. But second of all, I love repping Detroit. So today we're going to be talking about not being a jerk. So I found myself in this really fun circumstance last week where the local Linux user group and DevOps group, they're kind of joint-ish. I think they're kind of co-run by the same person, so they have joint meetings frequently. Reached out, and they what I learned later about why I got invited was they went on GitHub and they found people in Gainesville who had high a number of contributions to large open source projects, something like that. And there's this way to get a graph of that, and they invited four of us, and two of us responded. Myself and a guy from a local company called Mobiquity, who's really involved with some front-end journalistic frameworks, came in and spoke to their group about open source involvement. And as tends to be the case with me, I found myself giving a certain kind of class of answers over and over and over again, which finally revealed to me some internal kind of ideas I had that I hadn't put in words until I found myself doing the same thing over and over and over again. So I figured I'd share. So the concept of what they were asking us is, what does it look like to be a good open source contributor? And had a lot of folks there. There was about eight computer science grad students who were there just to learn about open source who had never contributed to it before. There was quite a few other grad students who had contributed before, but they're brand new. And then there were some kind of old time Linux guys. And I say guys because they were all guys. So they asked questions like, what is a valid contribution? And are there contributions other than code? And how do you get started? And how do you know what kind of projects to be involved in? And I found myself giving really similar answers to the majority of them. The answers basically tended to be, don't be a jerk and find other people who are not jerks. And that wasn't all of the answers, but, the most common answer I gave about, well, how do you do your first pull request, or how do you interact with people who are doing this, or how do you, I'm trying to remember what all the examples were, but, or we'd be talking about something and someone's like, well, you should never do a really small pull request because, you know, of a single typo in the documentation. And then someone else is like, no, every small pull request is valid. And how do you decide which of them is right? And every single context ended up being, don't be a jerk. So that particular context, it was like, somebody said, well, don't make tiny little pull requests where you fix just a semicolon, right, in the documentation or something like that. And then one of the other people said, no, those things are really valid. The small pull requests are often really useful, and it's a good way for people to get involved. And the other guy was talking about the same idea from a different perspective of that one person who, you know, pull requests every single tiny little thing every single time and really should be taking the time and the effort to kind of commit them together in one. And it's possible that that person really just wants to get a high commit count so that they can be ranked high in the repo. That's a jerk thing to do. But reading through documentation and noticing a single typo and wanting it fixed is not a jerk thing to do. You're not responsible for therefore trying to, you know, read through the entire repo to find five others before you're not a jerk if you make a pull request to change it. So it's not that there's some hard and fast rule about don't make small pull requests to documentation of open source repos. It's don't be a jerk. Over and over and over, the answer was just like, don't be a jerk. Like, how do I make my first pull request? Well, think about the circumstances, the people in front of you, and don't do things that are disrespectful of the authors who will be reviewing you, and don't make changes that are overwhelming. And this is a little bit less don't be a jerk, but still be considerate and be the things that are not being a jerk. Be, you know, have empathy. And of course, if you followed me for a while and if you saw my talk from Laracon EU about empathy, you're probably not very surprised about this. And in some ways, it's just the same thing, right? Have empathy applied in yet another round of context, so it makes sense coming from me. But I think it was really helpful to just realize that, like, the vast majority of responses that I gave and a lot of the places the conversation went were just don't be a jerk. Care about other people. Try to do good for the people around you. Just bit after bit after bit, it was just like, stop being a jerk and, like, care for people. And I really do believe that. I think the most important thing that we can do to be just good open source citizens, good internet citizens, good programmers, good members of programming communities, is to stop focusing on our own needs quite so much, and to have empathy, to understand the needs and the priorities and the values of the people we're interacting with, and make those our priorities. And you know, that could be a pull request, or that could be a Twitter comment, or that could be a comment on a blog. Just remember that there's a person on the other side, and don't be a jerk. So I hope this helps someone. Thanks for listening to the 5 Minute Geek Show. We're at 5 Minute Geek Show on Twitter, number 5, 5MinuteGeekShow.com, FIVE. You can subscribe to us on iTunes or via RSS. And if you like the show, it'd be amazing if you share it with your friends, rate it on iTunes, and maybe just don't be a jerk. Thanks. Until next time, Matt Stauffer for 5 Minute Geek Show.
You ready?
Right on my lap.
Okay. Can you say 5 Minute Geek Show?
5 Minute Geek Show.
Say see you later.
See you later, sweet potato.